Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mega 64 podcast. Here again, once again, your boys, your friends on a hot Sunday night.
There it is.
How's it going? You're here with Derek Acosta and the rest of the gang. Everybody here is the gang.
Yeah.
They've been here. You know them. You recognize them. It's the faces you love. So no need to go with more introductions. Mm-hmm. Let's just get right into it.
Let's get right into it.
Black Panther is a racist film. Discuss.
Well, you set the gang up for failure there. Damn. Why is he zooming in on us?
All right, roll it back. We'll get to that later.
I want to apologize just on the subject of race.
Okay. Yeah. You owe a lot.
Thank you for
Let's just get it into it. Let's just elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I did not see.
Yeah.
There's something on the set that hasn't been here before. There's a monitor here where you can see yourself, and I was not aware my legs were that white, and I apologize.
Oh my god! Oh shit! Legs. Damn! Wow. I thought that was a chair.
I don't know if Kevin's doing maybe a lens trick.
Whoa!
You
got a lens trick going?
Maybe he did some color. No!
Oh,
Kevin!
I told you guys the minute we introduced a monitor, Rocco would be all obsessed with self-image.
All about how he looks.
He would be so distracted by looking at himself.
I couldn't help but notice there was a white lens flare coming into my eye.
Yeah.
And that's what caught me. I wasn't even looking.
I didn't notice that. Did you guys notice that?
Suddenly I felt a sunburn from the monitor near me.
Go wide. I thought it was the couch originally, but those are your legs. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it could be a little bit of reflection off
Call
me,
call B.
Could be.
So who knows?
Well,
but anyway,
sunlight.
It's been addressed.
Enough about your legs.
Vitamin D.
We'll talk about that later. Okay. We do have a special guest joining us tonight. Guests at home are wondering, who is this handsome fellow here? On the edge of the couch, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Gene Goldstein.
It's weird seeing your face on there. I don't like it.
Well, this is our first time having that.
That's
so
new.
We don't have
for us.
Great.
Brand new.
It's weird for all of us. Let's all talk about, we have a TV where we can see ourselves now. We're going to be talking about that all night.
Yeah.
So get ready.
Because, you know, honestly, in all truth, we record this podcast. And then it is like, maybe I'm speaking for other people, but
definitely.
When I record this podcast, as soon as it's done, I don't really watch it. It's just
what?
Like, okay, it's done in one ear and out the other. I don't remember what I talked about a lot of times.
Yeah.
And I don't watch it again. And so it's like, what do I look like on the podcast? Who knows? You know, I am what I am. Okay. But now I'm confronted with this mortality.
Yeah, so basically what you're saying is this is a wake-up call for you.
Yeah,
you're kind of seeing the whole car accident from afar.
Yeah.
You know, you're outside of the mess as opposed to in it.
Yeah, no, I don't like this feeling.
You know, when Dallas is on here, he always, like, watches the chat.
Yeah, he's
and
obsessed
I always,
with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and now I get it.
Because it's right there.
Yeah.
Because they're telling you're ugly.
Yeah.
You
suck. You're not
stupid.
Funny.
It is hard sometimes when you're making, like, trying to make a point. Like, you really feel passionate about something. And it's like, Sean's an idiot. Sean's wrong. It's like,
you're Sean.
Like, I had a.
Yeah.
Had a
and the worst, the, it's, you know what? You kind of expect it when you come on the podcast and you're, you know, like, for, I haven't seen Black Panther. But if you came on here and were like, you know, hey, you know what? Sorry, everyone. Black Panther, that's a terrible movie. You
I feel like it was the number one movie in America.
Was this ready? He had the finger on the button, ready to go with that one.
Yeah.
Rhymed.
You know, I gotta say,
he just picked it because it's popular. Okay,
it's the number one movie this weekend, and I miss Brian. Anyway, it's the number one movie in America, and so if you go against the grain, you expect some blowback in the chat. You expect it, but the worst is when you come on the podcast and you love something. And the chat is like, you know, hey guys, I really enjoyed The Last Guardian. It really, like, affected me. And you get like,
sucked.
Fuck you! I fucking played it. I wanted that dog to die. It's like, I just had a nice time.
Toriko, was he a dog?
Whatever the
More
fuck
like
he
a
was.
Cat. More like a cat.
So Gene's our friend.
Yeah.
And he's an animator, creator of Planet Panic.
I am.
Yeah, how's that going for you?
It's going great. Yeah, it's doing really well.
It's on the Nickelodeon Facebook.
It's on YouTube as well.
It's on YouTube
finally,
as well.
Yeah, after a hot minute.
The nice. Most viewed video on Nickelodeon's Facebook currently.
What, can you explain what Planet Panic is for those who
I've
haven't
had to
seen
do it?
It
a lot, so yes.
Good, perfect.
Yeah, pitch it to
I
us
do it,
like you pitched
I do
it to Nickelodeon.
Very often. It is a show concept that I've been working on. It's about a kid named Pibbles who has no superpowers, and they're training to become a superhero in the world of Planet Panic.
You've been working on it. It was an animated webcomic for a long time, wasn't it?
Yeah. I did a comic that was animated. So, like, each panel had, like, a little loop.
And how long ago did you start that? Years? Oh, a decade ago?
I only did it for a year, but I started it in, like, 2014, I think.
Wow. So okay.
2013. I'm looking at my girlfriend off screen.
The record keeper.
Yeah.
When
was
that?
Yeah. It was 2014.
We confirmed 2014.
That's old.
4 years.
But I did that for like a year. But like 6 months in, this guy from Nickelodeon approached me and wanted me to pitch it as a short.
Oh, nice.
And then I pitched it three more times, I think, subsequently, before they finally...
they agreed.
Cool. Yeah, before they finally saw the potential.
The more you pitch it, it feels like you're not getting anywhere, but I feel like that's a good sign. Yeah. If they haven't said, like, hey, shut the fuck up. We don't fucking
want
Planet Panic.
It's like callbacks for auditions, you know?
Yeah.
Same
it
thing.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, you got to keep convincing people.
Yes.
You know, you believe in your product.
So basically, you're going to be the next SpongeBob. You're going to be the next Rugrats. Mm-hmm. That's what you're telling us here tonight.
I guess we'll see.
Okay.
The next cat dog.
The next.
Oh!
Yes.
Wow, that'd be exciting.
The next.
Next cat scratch.
I don't know. Snick.
Is that
the next Snick. Who remembers Snick?
I remember Snick.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Nick. Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
The next.
This set was inspired by Snick. Are You Afraid of the Dark?
That's
so
true.
It all comes full circle.
I met Doug Ten Apple once.
Yeah. He made Cat Scratch.
And he talked about that. He created Earthworm Jim.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But he made the show Cat Scratch, too, that was on Nickelodeon. And I kind of knew of him through Tommy Tallarico, obviously, because he did the music. Mm. And he brought up Cat Scratch, and he told me about the pitch process, and it sounded like the most soul-sucking, like, it was like, oh my god, I thought this would be fun, like, it, you know, making a cartoon.
Yeah.
And it was really, really, like, difficult. So you have a terrible road ahead.
I'm on it.
You know what? I'm going to officially call that my favorite Doug Tenackle story I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Tenackle?
I smoked
cigars with him one time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Me too.
I didn't hear that. What was that?
I smoked cigars with Doug Tenackle one time.
Whoa. What,
I don't think
what kind
knows,
of cigars?
I don't think he knows. I don't remember.
Cubans.
Maybe like a Cohiba.
They were yucky.
The most expensive Cubans. Kind you could get.
I'm sorry somebody to say it wasn't just tobacco.
It was with Earthworm Jim money.
Wacky tobacco.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Hold a blunt.
Can we say that?
I shouldn't say this, but obviously we're in a new studio here. And when the landlord gave us the tour, he said, you know, there used to be an art collective out here. And they'd stand outside smoking cigarettes and... I'm sorry to say, it wasn't always tobacco in those cigarettes. And I don't know why, but that, like, really
cracked
me up. Like, he's apologizing to me.
Sorry to say.
Sorry.
Are you
that.
Fucking serious? It wasn't tobacco?
Oh.
That's,
who the fuck were
we
those
can't move
guys?
In here.
Yeah, oh, it's been tainted, guys.
That coming out of an actual old man, I bet, like, just sealed the deal. Like, the way he said it, I can just imagine.
You know what? He added on, like, I could tell you, this is literally what he said, and I don't know where.
Because he's an older guy.
I don't know where he pulled this out of, but he said, I can tell you guys are all healthy. I can tell none of you guys smoke cigarettes.
No,
so
no,
that's
no.
One of the reasons we were happy to have you in here.
Nice.
I was like, all right.
Hell yeah.
Got happy. The health going.
Never touch the stuff, sir. We'll protect the fort for you.
The studio looks great, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you're the first outsider to be in here.
As an ambassador to the internet soldiers.
Hey, who in the chat put Jizz Cigs? Fuck you. That ain't.
Yeah.
Well, public information.
Doesn't
you haven't
even
seen
burn.
No, you haven't seen the new Seth Rogen movie? That's what.
Oh.
The trailer's been out.
Right. Yeah, you weren't talking about me. All right.
Cool. Smoke my jizz.
Cool.
Hey,
Kevin loves it.
Have we seen the theme song yet?
No.
Oh.
Well, you know, we can.
Or, let Gene do it.
You want to do it? Theme song!
If it's all right.
Back. Where do we go from here?
Where do we go? Well, let me just say, I'm bored. Because this is the second day in a row I've had to hang out with this guy, Gene, here. Because I'm at the Queens of the Stone Age concert last night. I went, it was in L.A., and I'm getting all these messages from, I'm there too. And I'm like, God, I'll see you tomorrow.
Rocco, did you,
humble brag.
Did you get kicked in the face?
It's funny.
You stepped on my joke. I had this whole bit where
you should have gotten to it a little bit faster.
Where he went.
Jacked him, dude.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm still going to get to it.
Okay, go ahead.
So
it's going to take even longer.
Everyone at home, savor every second. I walked up
Rocco
to the stage.
Rocco went to Queens.
And I went, ooh. I like this
Stone Age.
I like this band.
Take a pic.
Turn your flash on.
Yeah. Over. Wait, hold
Josh
on.
Homme going.
That's my banking app. Hold on.
Don't show Josh that.
Hold on. What? WhatsApp? I don't use
I'll set the mood. I'll be Josh Homme playing guitar.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Beep, beep, beep.
You do kind of like a drum thing.
Yeah, I'll do bass.
Classic song. Oh, no, I don't want a photo. I want a video.
Are you videoing Josh?
Okay.
Desert is slow and sad place. I like the desert. I record there often.
I'm Josh's guitar. Garrett is Josh's voice.
Okay. I'm in Josh's feet. Boom!
Oh! He dropped it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
It's on the ground.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck,
that was a pretty funny bit.
I'm sorry. I did not.
Don't my legs.
Supposed to hit him in the face.
I didn't think
not
that.
Not the ground.
I didn't think that was going to happen.
Beep, 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 beep.
Is it okay?
Beep, beep, beep,
The thing is, Sean didn't even kick it near my face, which was the whole bit.
Oh.
You didn't
the
have a flash
on. The joke was
on.
That it would hit me and then, oh, my nose, and my nose just gushes blood.
Fuck.
But he just knocked the phone out of my
head. I didn't even mean to do that.
If my phone is gushing data.
Take it to the hospital.
Did he apologize?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He apologized.
Rocco, I just want to tell you real quick, camera on me. I want to tell you that I apologize. I just got lost in the performance.
Stepped on my bit and the phone.
I'm Josh Homme now, and I let my fans down, and I'll always have to live with this. Anyways, all right, forget about the whole incident. Let's move on.
I really thought the show. You know about all this, right?
About the kick?
Yeah.
The kick heard around the world.
I swore the show would have been like canceled.
I thought he had to rehab or something.
Because I bought those tickets a long ass time ago.
Sure.
And I just thought, well, that's over.
Did you get the Ventura ticket show? Because they were going to try to do one in Ventura. And then there was this whole debacle with like pre-sale tickets.
Yeah.
And
Because I
had the pre-sale. Yeah. And you probably did too.
Yeah.
Because I think we both got that vinyl, like the deluxe
vinyl. Yeah.
And there was this pre-sale, and then there was this huge thing, and I think Ventura was selling tickets at the door that they shouldn't have been. And so they're like, we're just not going to do that show.
Wow, yeah.
And so this was the replacement for that.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. But it was packed, and it was as if that whole thing never happened.
Well,
so yeah.
He joked about it.
He did?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He was like, I hope this goes better than the last time we were here. It was like between songs. And I was like, and like they had those. They had those light rods. You know?
Yeah, they did.
Which and he kept kicking them, and I was like, needed to give him something to kick.
Rubbing it in.
Something to
give him a teething ring.
That'd be cool. Imagine if you had like an abusive dad who beat you up every Saturday, and then he makes a joke like, "I hope this Saturday goes better than last Saturday."
Better than last time.
Yeah.
What the fuck.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
man.
But they brought after the encore, or yeah, for the encore, they brought out Mark Ronson, but no Uptown Funk.
No Uptown.
Oh,
I paid to see that.
Saturday. Well, what's the point? Yeah. What else has he done?
So now you got to go to a white guy's wedding for that.
Yeah.
It'll be there.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Please.
Nice. Fair. We got to be equal offenders.
Nice.
I like Royal Blood. They're really good. The opener.
Oh, I heard Royal Blood was good.
Oh, yeah.
Because cool. It's a drummer and a bassist.
Two pairs.
I got whenever, to that late.
Oh, really?
I was eating sushi.
Whenever there's a band with two people in it, I usually
Marco's not here to discover new music. He just wants the good stuff.
No, the last time I went to a concert, the opener was Three Teeth, and that was awesome. I had never heard of them, and it was incredible, but it took too long. L.A.'s convoluted.
I've heard the opposite.
Gene, are you from L.A.?
No.
Do you live there now?
We do live, yeah. I live there now. I lived there for like 4 years now.
Okay. Well,
where are you from?
From Chicago.
Mm.
Oh, which city's better?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Which one's windier?
Chicago.
Chicago's windier.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. LA has the animation scene, and you know,
okay.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot more.
Chicago's got the pizza scene.
It does. There's no good deep dish in LA. Sorry.
Sorry, but they got round one.
What's round one?
In LA, oh, it's the arcade.
Oh, no.
You don't go to round one?
Oh, I don't.
Bro.
We never talked about that. When it was game days time, we had a
so
group.
Stupid.
We had a group Facebook like chat or whatever.
Yeah.
That we were trying to coordinate going to the round one arcade. That's the name of the arcade near game days. A lot of people go there during game days. And we were trying to coordinate going.
Well, now there. You just let the secret out.
Well, like the billion people already.
It's going to be packed.
It's open to the public.
That already happened.
It's a popular place.
But yeah, we had a group chat going, and it never, for some reason, it just kept turning into yelling about round one. Like, when are you going to round one? When are you going to fucking round one?
Who's
when is this?
There?
And it was like in the middle of stuff. So like, we're about to go on for our panel, and I'm getting a message. You guys want to round one right now? And it just turned into a thing, and it's still going. That group chat is still going.
I left the group chat.
Yeah, you did.
Because I just couldn't hear about round one. You know, about 10 times a day for 14 days in a row was enough for me.
You know what, though? It's cyclical because it's becoming funny again.
I highly doubt that.
It's mid-February, and I got, you know, one, like, in the middle of the night 2 nights ago, 1 a.m., from someone in the UK.
Oh, damn.
Guys, I'm at round one. It became funny again.
Even the mention of those two words together now just makes the skin on the back of my neck crawl.
Oh, it's awesome.
And, it is beyond cringy.
And what you missed, it's awesome. And what you missed, too, is two nights ago, I sent all these gifts of people eating corn in response.
That's all you ever did.
Wow.
From what I remember in the chat.
Yeah. I never sent corn. Rocco
would
pork.
There would be real discussions like, hey, let's try to meet up to, and then Rocco would just spam the chat with food gifts.
Like barbecue images, yeah.
No, any kind of food gift. Ham sandwiches,
yeah.
Hot dogs.
We used to say hamburgers was a favorite.
Yeah.
Changing desktops.
See, Derek couldn't hang with the chat. Everybody else, you know, very clear conversation, but, you know, you got to look past the gifts. Mm. You were distracted.
What?
I think maybe you were just hungry. I don't know. But everybody else, they
honestly, I felt like any time the conversation went too far away from Rocco's food gifts, he would just spam it back into being all about food.
I want to remind people I'm still there.
Round one does serve, I believe, an appetizer menu.
Exactly.
Drinks. So
cool.
Relevant.
I got to go to round one.
Exactly.
I've never been. Round one.
Yeah.
I've never been inside of it.
I don't give a fuck about it.
Yeah. Have you ever been there?
No, I don't care.
Yeah, right?
You're with me.
No. I've been
give
there
a
since
fuck.
November.
They could become a
you're there now?
Yeah. Well, that's what I keep saying in the Facebook
chat. Oh, gotcha.
I just let everyone know I'm still fucking there since November.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anyway, I'll keep everyone up to date next week. Stay tuned for what might be happening in the chat. And we'll just...
Is it like
hold
a
hold it up to the camera. Yeah, it is. Okay. Arcade, they have karaoke, a whole bunch of stuff. I've actually never been there.
I
have no clue beyond what I've heard.
A lot of our friends actually have, and...
Yeah. I've been there.
Have had
like,
good...
It's like Dave and Buster's.
Good times. But, never...
But if I heard about Dave and Buster's all day, every day, from straight...
You'd be turned off to the idea?
I would jump off a bridge.
But if you heard about it... But if it went another month, you'd be surprised that you would start laughing at it.
I don't think
you
I'd
just
be
haven't had it happen to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't. Don't knock it till you try it. It's like abortion.
Is that racist?
No.
It's an Ali G bit.
Yeah, you should not say that.
I think it's a Rocco bit.
There are some
officially
bits. There are some
right
bits
now
that maybe shouldn't be repeated.
Nah, try it out.
You didn't think that episode was good? He interviews all the Catholic people.
I do remember that, but you know who here has seen that and recalls it that are watching this?
Tons of people.
Okay.
That movie was a hit.
Yeah. I've never seen somebody steal a joke, and then the joke flops, and then they pin it on the person they stole it from.
It didn't flop.
It was a pregnant pause to
LOLs
let it sit.
LOLs abound in the chat.
See? Yeah. They're raffling right now.
Wow.
Hey, this is the number one video game podcast on the internet. All other video game podcasts tremble in fear at the mention of the Mega 64 podcast. And I noticed Garrett just this afternoon was playing a highly anticipated new video game.
Highly anticipated.
The world is waiting.
Metal Gear Solid Part 6 Survive.
Solid survival skills. Who lit me? I am like sunking in. Hello. Yeah, I am playing the beta weekend again. This is the second weekend that we got. And I had a real good time with it the first weekend. We streamed a little bit on like a pre-podcast PPS. But I've just been doing solo missions and stuff playing that. And they fixed a few things. Connections seem to work. The social blade works a little better. But yeah, I can't wait for the game to come out, like February 20th or 22nd.
You're the biggest Kojima fan I know, and you're giving it the stamp of approval.
Yeah.
You like it.
This is my prediction.
Yeah, because I like Metal Gear, and I love the Fox engine and the environment of Metal Gear 5, Phantom Pain. So anything more of that world, I'm all for.
Would you say that, like, are there pros and cons to it? Are you thoroughly enjoying it? Is there stuff you feel like, eh, they missed the mark on this, but I don't care?
Well, like, it's only, like, two multiplayer maps.
Okay, so it's very small beta.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, we're going to balance our servers and fix, like, the actual connection of four people playing together in co-op. When the game comes out, I'm most excited for what the single-player kind of story-based building exploration aspect of it is. But from what I've seen, like, there's gameplay footage that's been kind of, like, leaked out. I don't know if that's intentional or not, or they're letting people just like upload their, you know, 2-3 hours of single player kind of campaign. But I've been poking around not to get spoiled on too much, and it looks pretty promising. It sounds an awful lot like the way Dead Rising kind of plays out. You know, you have to go rescue people in the mall.
Yeah.
And then bring them back. It seems like you're going to be out rescuing people, bringing them back to your base, building your base up, crafting new weapons. I mean, much like you kind of do in Dead Rising. And then there's hordes of zombies that are, or like whatever these infected guys are.
They're like crystal head.
Yeah, they have like a glowing like unicorn horn that makes a cool noise when you sneak up and get a stealth kill.
Zombie corn.
But yeah, it's definitely.
Did you see,
oh,
my
it does
group
look
chat
like
is cringy. Oh.
He Talking fucking laughed.
Sean liked
an asshole.
Yeah.
Sean liked it.
I liked it.
I'm not trying to impress the group chat. I'm trying to impress my friends.
And he succeeded with me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, close up on Rocco for a second. Zombie corn.
Oh, he almost got him.
All right, back to this. All right,
Yeah, so I mean, it's more of that same kind of beta test we got a few weekends ago.
Do you think there will ever be a time that you can talk about that game without having to defend it?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think that when it comes out, that people are going to be curious enough that they're going to buy it.
Yeah.
And if it's even halfway decent, it's all going to switch.
Like,
and
I have no interest in it personally, but right. It does make me feel a little bad because every time Garrett talks about wanting to play it or being
excited. Oh, I'm sure the chat.
Someone
now,
just
yeah,
goes crazy. Like,
but Rocco, let me say, what if the game comes out, the reviews are like, hey, 10 out of 10, thought this was going to suck. I can't believe I liked it. This is great. And everyone, it's like universally loved. You will probably play it, right?
I think it's going to take a lot.
No, I think Rocco knows what that is, a horde mode timed like
yeah,
kind
sure.
of crafting
like
game. It's
yeah.
You would know if that's your style of gameplay.
But wouldn't
or not.
You be even like a little bit curious just to pick it up and try it for a little bit?
It's not even coming from like
red box.
It's not even coming from a place of like you know, burn Konami to the ground. I'm not even coming from that. I'm just interested because like Metal Gear is so inherently like Kojima's thing, and
yeah,
without him, it doesn't really captivate me. But it's honestly the gameplay style. I just don't really play that kind of stuff.
Do you think that Kojima gives a shit at this point?
I don't know. Like, part of me thinks, well, that was that's my baby, and I can't, like, someone took it.
Right.
Maybe that. But I also feel like that dude, I feel like, was ready to move on.
Yeah, he told a story.
Yeah, I mean,
He said 3 was going to be his last Metal Gear, then he said 4 was going to be his last Metal Gear.
4 couldn't have been more conclusive.
Then he did, you know, he's moving on, and I always will preface, you know, I'm excited to play more Metal Gear. And I will be playing Survive. But more than anything, I am so excited for whatever the fuck Death Stranding is going to turn out to be.
Yeah.
More so than anything with Survive. But, you know, as a hardcore, you know, Resident Evil and Metal Gear fan, I'll buy every Metal Gear game. I've got Acid, Acid 2, Portable Ops, Portable Ops Plus.
Got Acid.
None of those, none of those were made by Kojima. Twin Snakes. I've played all those. And yeah, maybe they're not as good as the core franchise, but I still get something out of them as a Metal Gear fan. The same way I'll play all those terrible Resident Evil games that are, you know, not even made by hardly Capcom, it seems, like that last one. But, yeah, that's what I've been doing this weekend. I'm sad that it's only 3 days, because I am having fun with it.
When does it actually come out? I can't remember.
Like the 22nd. It's right around the corner.
Yeah. Oh, that's like this week.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that Bayonetta came out.
Dude, finally, everyone's playing that.
They ported the Bayonetta games, both of them, to the Switch. And I feel like that was just announced days ago. I guess it wasn't. A few couple months. But the fact that it's already out, like, that blew my mind. I got a notification from Amazon that's like, all right, you'll have it tomorrow. I was like, oh, they're doing that. And I think it's so great because Bayonetta 2 was confined to the Wii U, and honestly, it came at a time where already people had kind of, like, I feel like the people I know who wanted Wii U got one in the beginning, but they weren't really attracting a lot of new people. Yeah, you know what I mean? And for me, it's exciting because that came at, I'd never really liked using the Wii U. I mean, in the beginning, it was like, oh, this does some new stuff, but after a while, it just, be, you know, with the other new consoles out, it became a chore to, like, go to the Wii U, in my opinion.
Yeah.
PS4 was so fast and snappy, and everything looked so good, and Wii U, just the whole interface bogged it down.
It's like a toy.
So, yeah, it was, but it was,
it feels like
honestly,
that, like,
just,
big plastic.
Just how slow and clunky everything was to get to stuff. And there were, I played great games on it, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But when Bayonetta 2 came out, it came at that time when I was already kind of over it. And also, I think I was working on, like, one of our big Blu-ray sets that came out. So, I honestly never played Bayonetta 2. I played, like, the beginning of it, and it was awesome, and never continued. So, I was just saying the other day, it's like, this is a brand new game for me.
Yeah.
Like, now that it's on Switch, and it couldn't be easier to pick it up and play it, that it's awesome. So, I have one. It comes with 1 and 2. I skipped over 1. I've played that before.
Yeah.
And now, 2 is awesome. Yeah,
I'm seeing on, like, Twitter all the custom Nintendo costumes and, like Chain Chomp Ally.
All those are in there.
All the sounds and actual, like, animations for the guns and everything on her feet change with the costumes. Like, the Star Fox
so
ones
cool.
make laser noises.
Yeah.
Like, that was awesome. I had no idea. That kind of made me go, oh, damn.
Yeah.
There's a third one, right? They're going to be.
They announced the third one.
Okay. Oh, they did?
Switch,
I played the first one. I never got the second one either. Because, I was in that same boat. Where
I'm sure it's awesome. I mean,
never finished it, but
it was just the wrong place, wrong time kind of thing.
Yeah.
And,
it is. We've probably talked about this before on the podcast, but the looking at the Wii U and the Switch, it's so funny. Like, oh, this is what they wanted.
The
Switch. It's like, this is exactly.
Weren't there yet.
Yeah, and the technology is like 5 years behind, but this is exactly what they wanted to do.
Did you get a lot out of the when you just talking about the Wii U, did you get a lot out of the screen being a separate thing?
I did. For a couple things. It was like Nintendo Land, they had that Mario hide and seek, which I fucking loved that game, and that was great in it. And then I am the only person in the world who played the game Wii Party U, but I still play that with my family all of the time, and that has really used that really well.
I think the idea of having your own screen that nobody else can see can be utilized in interesting ways. Because even on the GameCube, they had that Pac-Man game.
Yeah.
Godly game.
You could plug your Game Boy into it, and then one person controls the ghost. You don't really know where Pac-Man
is.
That
was awesome.
Or however it worked. So I feel like it could be utilized in really fun group party games.
Definitely.
And then also, I didn't really like this game, but Zombie U.
Yeah.
It was really scary.
That was,
like,
a great implementation.
Looking around
of it.
In a room and, oh shit, there's something there.
But in terms of it being like a second screen, in terms of just, like, because I agree, that stuff was
if
cool.
If they use it, that's
if
cool.
they used it. But what about the games where it was just mirroring what was on the TV?
Oh,
then,
no.
Did you get a
lot
out of
that?
No.
Well,
honestly,
what's there to get?
Well, no, because for me, I can honestly list a handful of times I played while Boardwalk Empire was.
See, that's the thing. Beckett
like,
plays
okay,
Skylanders.
I'm while I'm watching this.
When I was watching baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
I can
think of like 5 times that happened. For me, when the Wii U first came out, like I first got it, I remember the Wii U was here in this room, and I remember the bathroom was right there. And I took it in there, and the connection went out, and I went, it's useless.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Didn't work through walls very well.
I got you beat, because when I was 18, I just took 2 box TVs in my living room and stacked one on top of the other.
That's right.
So
that's
I could play Resident Evil 4 and watch Curb Your Enthusiasm at the same time. Nintendo stole my idea, actually.
I remember specifically being at, I'm assuming I'm thinking of the same apartment.
Yeah.
Was that during
our first apartment?
Yeah,
when we lived together.
Because I remember, I'll say this, one of the best days where video games were involved ever in my life, I don't know why, was when I came over, it was the Super Bowl, and I was over there with you. Mm-hmm. We bought a bunch of shitty snacks, and we had one TV with the Super Bowl and one with Resident Evil 4, and I think we took turns beating it. I think we beat the game.
Uh-huh.
But that for some was so much fun because we're yelling at this game and then, oh, fuck, Krauser! Yeah. Oh, no, Krauser, get away! Okay.
That was a good system.
Sean and I used to live together.
That system was great.
We did this, Did you approve of the two TVs?
Oh, my God, that was the best.
That was amazing.
When you walked out with the TV, I was like, this is the smartest thing I've ever seen in my life.
This was, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, 2004, 2005. They weren't even flat screen TVs. They were old box TVs on a big ass wall unit that was probably like 8 feet across. Yeah, yeah. And there was like a TV hole in the wall unit and then just a shelf on top where we put the second TV.
Yeah, it was sick.
I just remember, it was early 05 because that was when Resident Evil 4 came out, in January. But then February was the Super Bowl and that was the legendary, that was the Paul McCartney halftime show. Because after the Janet Jackson thing, they were like, fuck, what's the safest thing? What will no one have a problem with? A Beatle. Okay.
Sir Paul.
And I remember watching that, and it was like, that was great. That was very safe, but that was great.
Yeah.
But playing Resident Evil during that was fun. That was a lot of fun. So, great, a good memory that I have.
Now I'm going to mount two flat screens right on the wall, one on top of the other.
Now that would be cool, too.
I see Cliff Bozinski. He posts on social media all the time. He has two big flat screens for him and his wife, for Lauren.
That's what I do in my living room.
For
gaming?
Yeah, they play like Destiny 2 together.
For gaming?
And stuff like
Okay, that's cool. I thought they were like watching different TV shows at the same time.
same volume.
To each their own.
Game of Thrones and Say Yes to the Dress.
Have you ever seen people, like couples, and they set their computer up right next to each other so that they could be on the computer?
They call them their battle stations.
Next to each other?
Yes.
I just feel like if you're going to ignore each other, what is being in the same room? Like, help.
Well, maybe they're in the same
game. If you're together
game.
In a game.
They're playing EverQuest.
I know people that they just like browse the internet.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
You're browsing the internet too? Cool.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Well, I mean, why do we get together for Thanksgiving? That's all it fucking is.
Being in the same room.
It's like, oh, right, welcome to Thanksgiving. Yeah, great.
What?
That's
not
Thanksgiving at my house. At my house, it's talking, sharing wisdom.
We always play football.
At my Thanksgiving, we've got that bag system where everyone comes in my house. We put the bag, phone in the bag.
Nice.
You get to keep it.
My Thanksgiving is dependent on who's having Thanksgiving this year. There are ones where you never see a phone, and then there are ones where it's like, oh, no.
Hey, since we're talking about holidays, I know Christmas is over. Christmas music is passé. But this year, something occurred to me. You ever heard that song, Most Wonderful Time of the Year?
Yeah.
Okay,
there's a line that really stuck in my craw this year where he says, there'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago.
Whoa.
Which, scary ghost stories at Christmas.
There'll be scary ghost stories.
Okay,
that's weird.
Who the fuck? Grandpa, tell me about the glories of Christmases long, long ago. Oh, 1950. What a glorious Christmas.
Yeah, it's got to be referencing, whatchamacallit, right? The Charles Dickens shit. What is that called?
That's a ghost story. Yeah, Christmas Carol.
That's
a ghost story for Christmas. Perfect example. Now, what is a glorious Christmas from long, long ago? I mean, I can think of one. Jesus was born. Nah. Glorious.
Maybe that's maybe they talk well.
Dude, in 94, in 94, I got all the Power Rangers monsters in one Christmas.
Oh, how glorious.
That's glorious.
Someday you'll tell your grandkids about that.
Yeah.
I saw a shirt today that said, Silly Rabbit, Easter's for Jesus.
Mm. Oh, I want that shirt.
I thought of you when I saw it.
Didn't say Mickey knows how to suck it.
That is the type of Christianity that is right up Rocco's alley. Right?
Yeah.
Silly Rabbit.
It is 'tis the season.
He has risen.
What is more important, in your opinion? What is the more holy holiday, Christmas or Easter? This is always the debate.
That's tough.
It's always the debate. Mm. One, you get Jesus. You get the damn guy. You never get the guy. You never get the religion. The other one, dude comes back from the dead.
Zombie Jesus.
Whoa, ultimate display of power. That never happens. What are we even worshiping here?
Now, amidst all of the Catholicism I was surrounded by growing up, it seemed to me, I don't know if you encountered anything different, but I feel like Easter was almost like there was always this
era
of like, hey, that's actually like more important.
Yeah.
Right?
To the point where
resurrection.
When I was a teenager, I convinced my mom I should get an Easter gift.
Oh, yeah. Oh, me and my brother got gifts.
Easter yeah. is more important than Christmas. Yeah. You give a gift on Christmas, you ain't giving a gift on Easter.
Oh, we pulled that hard.
Yeah. Star Wars Pod Racer on the Dreamcast. Nice. It'll be Easter.
I got Dreamcast games too. What I'll make hell? This like Power Stone. Yeah.
That's a Catholic thing.
Yeah, it, but it really, it was always kind of like Christmas too. Where it was like, yeah, we have a big thing.
We'd get like an Easter basket with candy, but then like one thing in it. Not like Christmas.
Yeah,
but like you
that
get
was,
one PlayStation game.
We would
game.
Get like kind of one bigger gift, so it'd be nice. But it was not, we weren't like opening a ton of presents.
I would always get an Easter basket.
Yeah.
Which would be hidden, which I always said, please don't hide my Easter basket. I hate looking for things. I lose everything in my life. Please don't, just don't hide it. And they'd always hide it. And always have a stuffed animal in it, and I'd be like, I am 15 years old, and I do not want a stuffed animal. Just don't do this Easter thing for me.
You spent
20
minutes wasting your time.
I don't want any of this, please.
Now, all right, let's get weird for a second.
Uh-oh.
Right. I heard the Easter Bunny. You ever heard the origin story of the Easter Bunny?
No.
Easter, I ain't a witch. I'm going to start this story off straight talk. I ain't a witch, but I heard... original pagan holiday.
Oh yeah.
Fertility celebration. And the rabbit represents rabbits that do it a lot.
Oh, fuck like a rabbit. I've heard that.
F like a rabbit. Yes. So
yeah.
Fast.
Easter
real fast.
If you get the Jesus guy out of there, is a sexual holiday. Oh. So I'm starting to think about maybe what my next Easter gift is gonna be.
Mm. That's why you're looking
I'm scared
lube.
To ask.
Get some lube.
Tender eggs.
Hmm. Yeah.
Whoa.
Easter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Easter new Easter hole. Egg right there.
Yeah, I'll give you a Tenga egg hunt.
I'll pay the Tenga.
But you can't find it.
Don't hide those.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the Tenga rabbit.
I hit it somewhere. Take a look.
I got some patterns.
That's the face I make during intercourse.
Well, they got a vibrator called the rabbit, too, so it's all full circle.
Oh my God.
Dude,
it's got the beads in it, and it goes in a circle.
This is like some... Easter confirmed shit going on here. We're cracking the code.
Yeah.
What else?
Guys.
Fertility holiday. I'm into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I love Easter now.
Yeah. You're like the most fertile of our friends, too.
Not
so.
Anymore.
Yeah. No. Now well, I'm actually. Right.
Yeah, you can't celebrate.
Now it's me.
Gene looks uncomfortable. I'm just going to say.
I feel great.
I'm going to call it out now.
Gene just lost his Nickelodeon show.
That's it. For being on this.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Maybe do an episode about how the kids discover the real meaning of Easter.
Well, yeah, consider that. Next pitch
like
meeting,
that.
Do that.
I like that.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great idea.
You'll be pitching that for years. And
you know,
years.
You gotta be persistent.
Where do we go from here?
I saw Black Panther.
Oh, me too!
Which I have not seen a Marvel movie since Iron Man 2. So
oh,
it's
wow.
That
long?
Yeah.
Damn.
Not one.
Yeah, that was the last one that I saw. Damn.
That's a good one though, because it's like an origin story.
Iron Man 2?
No.
Oh, Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Yes. Well, I took Beckett. He was asking to go. I was like, you know what?
Hell yeah.
I haven't gone in a sure. I really liked it. I mean, the reviews have been really good of this.
A lot of people that I trust told me it was actually good.
I had a great time. I thought it was a great, great, fun movie. I know.
Here comes the racist statement. I
uh-oh.
Knew it.
Here, here it is.
I was waiting
whoa.
For it. Eric, get your finger on the button.
Finger on the
whoa.
Button.
I know I shouldn't say this.
Uh-oh, Sean. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I was not prepared. Now preemptive. I was not prepared to sit in a movie and have to watch Martin Freeman with an American accent. It made me uncomfortable.
That Martin Freeman
I didn't like
made
it.
You?
No,
who
that wasn't the problem.
Martin
no,
Martin Freeman.
There was this
Bilbo.
So much...
He was in the British office. He was Tim or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And Bilbo in the Hobbit.
Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't fool me. I know that you're
isn't he
untrue? British.
Well, dude, everyone in that movie is British. Like,
yeah,
Michonne...
Yeah, really true, huh? Is Michonne British?
Yeah.
I didn't
I don't know any of the actors' names. I just know
yeah.
the girl from The Walking Dead. You got the guy from Get Out, British actor.
Yeah.
There is so much green screen, which I knew it's a Marvel
yeah.
movie.
That's a superhero movie.
And yeah, that's what everyone says. And I'm like, okay. But then I was thinking, like, but it didn't have to be that way.
No.
Like, there was a couple parts where it was like, there was like this like really cool like idea, like a fight scene, like a combat ring type thing. And it's all green screen. It's like, oh, you should just build something. Just build something.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, but I will say that I thought the story was awesome. The acting, Michael B. Jordan, that guy rules. That guy is super cool.
He's the villain, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Killmonger?
Killmonger.
Killmonger.
What a name.
Mm.
Shit.
No, but anyways, I don't know if you saw it too.
Yeah, I really liked it. Was your theater full?
It was packed.
I know it broke every like every record. Seat was taken.
Yes.
I was in not the front row, but the second row. I mean, we got there kind of late, so there was not a lot of seats left for a couple. And then I found two, but they were right up front in the corner. And then, you know, trailers keep going, and people came and filled in next to me to where it was totally full.
We tried to go to the 7 o'clock showing, couldn't get that. We went to the 7:30 showing, barely, like, squeaked in there.
Yeah.
And, it says it's making $387 million worldwide. That's crazy.
Worldwide, I think it was like almost 200 was here.
But you know, I had not, as I said, been to a Marvel movie in a very long time. But it was opening night, and I was not prepared for how many fucking people were there. It was crazy.
That's gonna crack a billion.
Because I went to the same theater like I saw Star Wars and stuff at, and I went, you know, second day. Yeah. Same with last night. I went and saw it. But it was not as full in Star Wars at all compared to how full that theater and every showtime, every room was that full.
Damn.
For Black
Panther.
You
checked all the theaters?
I talked to no, because it was playing at so many multiple rooms.
I'm doing this one.
We got there late, so I asked when we bought the ticket, like, how many tickets have been sold? Like, what's the emptiest theater? We want to go to that one.
Oh, okay.
Because we knew we weren't going to get good seats, and we didn't. But your gripes about the CG and kind of like being that close up, the motion blur and everything, like I couldn't tell what was happening. But I did really enjoy the movie. It was really good.
Did you hear that Kung Fury is getting a like new movie with Michael Fassbender? Fassbender.
Where he does
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger is in it, and I think David Hasselhoff
has been confirmed. The Kung Fury that I'm remembering, I think, is when we lived together, and it was on all the time. Like, Jonathan would play it.
Are you thinking of the Kung Fu comedy?
Yes, and I hated it. Is it not the same one?
No.
Oh, good.
Kung Fury
God.
Is like a faux 80s.
It's on Netflix. Like, it's an all green screen, like After Effects. Action movie. Yeah.
Okay, well, I feel better about that being me, because that other one was
well, you
garbage.
Talk about, like, I didn't like the green screen in Black Panther, but this is, like, obvious, almost, like, not bad green screen, but just clearly all green screen, like, 100%.
Well, but that's a style to me. Like, I haven't seen this, so maybe I'm off on this, but, like, that to me is, like, oh, this is, like, a choice they made, but, like, Black Panther was, like, you didn't have to have the green screen here, but you just chose
to. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Kung Fury, it's like small thing made by somebody, maybe, whatever, but Disney Disney had to green screen all those parts? Like,
well,
I know what you mean.
You know, I'm getting to the point in life where I just have to accept the way things are going, and we're not going backwards into the past. I feel like the heyday of, you know, building sets, putting actors and stuntmen on the sets, and actually really doing stuff is over. It's too expensive. It's too dangerous. It takes too much time. So,
yeah,
that's not going to be happening in the future.
It's just
anymore.
Crazy because then you watch a movie, you watch something like Hook, and it's like, I can't believe the sets in that movie.
So
they're
practical,
incredible, and it's all really there. I don't know. That just feels
well.
Like
it's that's Spielberg. So he did Raiders of the Lost Ark. You know, he did Jaws. He did Jurassic Park with real fucking animatronics.
Yeah, that's his only option.
He has the power to get that stuff made. But I don't even think he wants to do that anymore.
But yeah, well,
Ready Player One.
You see the trailer for
which
Ready
I did.
Yeah. So kind of like the master of that, even he's abandoned it.
Yeah.
So
how funny.
The era is over.
That's filmmaking in this time period now. It's just going to be a credit scene with a million graphic artist names.
A city of people.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Like, I don't – green screen makes me check out. But in a way, I feel like, you know, when they first started making movies, it was like fucking cardboard cutout sets.
Yeah.
And, you know, they left that behind to progress. I am confident, I hope and pray, one day I think they have a goal in mind where they'll get to a point where green screen looks so real you won't be able to tell the difference.
Sure.
For sure.
And I think they're on the cusp of reaching that mark. So,
yeah.
You know, that's what they're working at.
It's always funny, though, too, because then there's movies that come out that that people deride it for that. Like, would have been good, but green screen. And then it's like, it comes out that, they built all this. You know, I remember that happened with Prometheus to a degree. I mean, I think a lot of people did know they made a lot of sets. But there was some. But Tron Legacy was a big one where it was just like another all green screen movie.
You know what?
And the amount of practical sets in that movie are like nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's getting to the point where people are so used to seeing CGI effects that when they see something real, their brain doesn't accept it.
Yeah.
I felt that way watching Planet Earth, the new Planet Earth. There'd be shots in it where I was like, whoa, my brain is telling me this is green screen. All these fucking animals on screen together. I know it's real, but like,
totally,
my reality is being challenged.
Yeah.
Didn't Blade Runner catch flack for that too? And that was all
mostly practical. Yeah.
The new one?
Yeah. The new one. There was a behind the scenes with, what's the name of the studio that makes all that stuff? I'm sure the job was
Weta Workshop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And there was like, they had like the big building, like the headquarters for the police or whatever. And it was like, so cool to see that stuff again.
It's that infinite chasm you're always talking about.
Yeah, the infinite chasm. You gaze through that thing and you just come out on the other side. You know what happened. Yeah.
It was really funny being in the theater. And after the credits, I was like, I think there's something after the credits.
Two credits.
So Becky was like, let's go. I'm like, oh, I think there's one more thing, so let's wait. Kid. And so I'm not going to spoil what the thing was, but it was so funny that, like, I, again, have checked out. But I've seen, like, a lot of, like, the trailers and whatever. And so someone walks out, and the audience freaks the fuck out. And I was like, I have never seen this person before. I know I'm not the target here, but, like, who the fuck is this? Becky was losing his mind. Everyone was so excited.
Becky's up on it.
So excited.
Was it like when we all went to Iron Man and I hope not because you had a kid there. Did anyone fuck?
You know what? Here's the thing. I was thinking about that moment.
Sam Jackson
when I saw
moment.
This. Yeah. But no one knew what their plan was after
Iron Man.
That's true.
I will honestly.
And that was the first showing of, we have the fucking craziest idea that we're going to see if we can do here. Like, again.
I totally agree. Yeah.
That is like, that was revolutionary. Yeah. And I now see, like, not only did it come to fruition, but like exceeded everyone's expectations of what it could have possibly been. Yeah. So,
I mean, I'll still make fun of it. I mean, those guys were
those
like
guys are ridiculous,
their shirts off and,
but the fact that they had that there is pretty cool. Like, that was a pretty cool move.
Yeah. Sure, in retrospect,
yeah.
But the only stuff I've seen since Iron Man, we went to Iron Man 2, and I remember that was like, I'm done. Like, that was it. The only things I've seen since that was the first Captain America since that.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I thought that was okay. I thought that was like, you know, because it was old timey stuff.
Red Skull.
Yeah, but my brother is like, hey, I honestly think you would really like Winter Soldier and
the second Captain.
My brother's kind of in the middle with all that stuff, but he was like, I think you would love those, but I never saw them. I don't know.
Well, I think you would like Black Panther. I think you would like it.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
I mean, Black Panther, you would have the same gripes with the green screen, I think, as I would.
Dude,
but
the
music was
great.
Great.
All the actors in it were great. It's weird. The music was very iconic. The story is very iconic. And then I woke up this morning with all these Lion King songs in my head. I was singing.
Thank you. Thank you. You ripped my mind with that.
I don't want to spoil anything about the movie, but the plot is very. I mean, T'Challa becomes king. There's a father. There's a bad uncle. There's just like
you could have
said.
There's just like all
Macbeth.
Those things that are very similar. so when I
was
yeah,
thinking
I mean,
Shakespeare.
There's that same trope falls into place, but yeah, I woke up and I couldn't stop singing all these different songs because I didn't remember any songs from Black Panther, but I was just, I guess, dreaming all night about the Lion King. So
what Lion King song was stuck in your head?
I just can't wait to be king was like huge there. You know, Simba's like so happy and excited.
I'm gonna be a mighty king, so enemies beware.
And I could picture T'Challa singing that too. Like maybe they should do a
crossover.
Somebody behind the scenes, kind of like musical
Sean,
crossover.
Thoughts?
It's a Disney movie. Same production.
Same production.
Do a mashup right here.
Well, I've never seen a king or prince with quite so little hair. That is the best song in Lion King.
There's like a Rafiki type
Scar song.
That Scar song.
Like, there's a lot of similarities. I felt
when they showed the Lion King remake cast.
Yeah,
which
is that happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Can't think of a bigger waste of time.
Nah, it's making a lot of money.
Yep, that's all, and that's all that matters
to them.
Yeah.
But it cracks me up because the cast, like, It's a good cast. I mean, it's like, okay, yeah, whatever. But it's all new people, and then Mufasa, Jinx Earl Jones.
Yeah.
Should we audition for that?
We nailed it the first time.
There's only one Mufasa.
Yeah, we got it.
It's just so funny. Everybody else, new take on it. Oh, nope. Anyway.
What's going to be different? What do you get out of remaking an animation?
Well, what's great about this one in particular? Okay, Beauty and the Beast. Wow, beloved cartoon.
Are they doing a live action?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
live
okay,
action
okay,
remake.
Okay.
But here's the real.
Is it with animals?
Well, here's what's funny about it. Yeah. Beauty and the Beast is all live action now. Oh, well, it was a cartoon before, but now I guess I see it this way.
Well, Emma Watson's Belle, you know.
Yeah,
it's a
okay.
Person.
But The Lion King, they've talked about the filmmaking, and it's like, yeah, we're going to CG all the animals.
That's just animation.
So, yeah you've animated it twice then.
Yeah, at that point.
Like, what is
you're right.
Have it be like Homeward Bound. And
yeah.
Just like film like a lion
just
walk around and like
voice.
Yeah,
yeah,
I got it.
Down that shit, dude. And I mean, those dogs and cats died, definitely.
I just watched that movie.
Right?
I researched it before I watched the movie again with my kids because I couldn't handle if they did.
You wanted to make sure they weren't.
I would just be blissfully ignorant. I wouldn't want to know.
Well, now I know that everything was fine.
Okay. Are you the type of person where you can't handle if a dog is in a movie, the dog dies?
No. I mean, if the dog really died, yes.
No. Just the character of
no,
the dog.
Don't
because there's a website called doesthedogdie.com.
I think I heard about this.
And it will tell you if there's a dog character that dies. Because some people out there are like, yeah, kill all the fucking humans. I don't give a shit. If that dog is in the face of
like
danger,
that.
I'm not watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know
people
like
that? Definitely. I'm not like that, but I know people like that.
I always wonder, I don't pass judgment if you're like that, but like, are you more compassionate or less compassionate if you're that type of person?
Well, that's a good question.
I don't know, it's a fictional animal.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean,
real.
Don't get me wrong, that's very sad.
Some people are like, you know what, I'm too sensitive and I don't even want to see a dog get hurt, even if it's fake. It's like, yeah, but that guy got shot in the head. Well, I don't care about that. Sensitive are you?
Yeah.
I have friends like that with cats because sometimes in movies they'll like, you know, do something, kill a cat or do something bad to a cat.
Yeah, every good movie.
And I've heard feedback on like, oh yeah, I had to leave, had to go out of the theater when they did that to the cat. And it's like,
can you imagine
real.
Leaving the theater? Oh my God, that fictional cat's dead. Well, I'm leaving.
Animals die, man. I don't know.
Yeah, they sure do.
They
sure do.
You know, I talked about this on the Kinda Funny show. That's like a last great taboo is killing animals, and we need to get over it. You know what I mean? Like, just who cares?
It's like a Dahmer kind of.
I say the last great taboo is fucking animals.
Ooh.
I recently.
Well, that, I mean,
oh, yes.
Hand in hand.
Ooh, should I go into the story? Somebody,
you
Omega,
didn't kill the animal,
Omega 64 fan actually sent me a movie recently.
Uh-oh.
The person is probably watching. And
yikes!
They're gonna be so happy that I bring this up. Yeah. They sent me the movie Horse. It's a documentary about a guy who died,
Mr. Hands,
having sex with a horse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew him by name, huh?
Yeah,
Mr.
Garrett's a big
Hands.
Fan.
Mr. Hands.
But unfortunately, it was one of the most boring movies
I've ever seen
in my life. It was too serious. It was too fucking serious.
This happened. This really happened. It's a documentary, or
it's a documentary.
It really happened. Yeah,
but
in England, right?
I don't remember. I think it was America.
I mean,
it was
rich.
Yeah,
yeah. This is a good question that the chat just posed: was the horse on bottom or on top?
Oh, on top.
The horse destroyed this guy.
The horse was on top?
The horse hurt
the guy
man.
Died.
Have you ever seen a horse wiener?
The guy died,
Sean.
Of course he did. The guy
Whoa.
Died.
Whoa.
Not that big.
But the whole thing was like interviewing people who knew him and like they just... Like, the whole time, like, yo, get to the point where the horse kills the guy with the giant dick. And it's like, they kept, oh, no, you're not ready for that yet. And, like, I was falling asleep watching the damn movie.
See, that's how I felt during Grizzly Man, you know? They're like, hey, these bears all ate this dude.
Yeah.
And they just, like, they have a recording of it.
That was so
And they have a recording of it, and they just stare at the tape.
Grizzly
they,
Man.
They, no, you, they've, go ahead.
Listen, I can never listen to this.
They film the director listening to it in headphones.
Yeah.
Like the tape of him being
it's
killed.
It's Werner Herzog, right?
And then
it takes up and goes,
we should destroy these tapes. It's like, why didn't you show me you listening to it?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Let me, show don't tell.
Because Bear, the bear was eating him while he was alive and screaming still.
Yeah, I don't, but see, I didn't need to hear
but
that.
See, you asshole first.
But if they had played it up with some laughs, it wouldn't be so bad. You know? So, hey, Winnie the Pooh,
to the person who sent that into the podcast, thank you. I really appreciate the suggestion. I did take the time to watch it. I didn't enjoy it, though. I do like weird documentaries, but that one was just too, like, too into their own material. You got to keep the audience in mind, all right?
Man, that's something.
Speaking of bestiality, real quick, I just want to say, before it gets too late, I want to plug our sponsor this week.
Yeah.
Not that our relationship to them is bestial in any way, but it's us, so in a way, I guess it is. We are, you know, we're just a bunch of animals here, you know, just a little. Anyway, thank you. Oh, there's more. Sorry. Shop.mega64.com is the place to go. For all your clothing needs. I'm not even going to say for all your Mega 64 merchandise needs, because that's too specific. All your clothing needs. All you need to do is go to shop.mega64.com. This week, we resurrected. We talked about the resurrection earlier and how important it was.
Yeah,
this is the most important one yet. Sorry,
more important
Christ.
Than the birth.
Since then. This
since
is the most
then.
Important.
Sorry.
Okay,
since
so now
then.
No one's offended.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, sorry. Great. You know, get my bases covered here. All right. So, we put out the electric shirt, which has been gone since Black Friday.
Right.
Since November. Mm. It hasn't been in full stock. It is in full stock. But not many left. So, if you want an electric shirt, and it's the Jersey-style shirt, Sean kind of put this together back in November, and it's one of the best shirts I think we've ever had. So, that is on the store as of right now. So, hurry if you want it.
The V-neck, yo.
Yeah. Mm. And then the experiment sweatshirt. Now, this has been offered a few times, but what we have on the store right now is just leftovers from our, like, we did, like, a pre-order earlier this year. If you wanted one, you know, you can get one. But these are just leftovers from after that whole pre-order session, and there's really no plan to reprint it. This could be...
This is it?
For all intents and purposes, this is probably the end of that item. So, if you want one, you got to go now to shop.megacity.com. And all the other items... that we've offered. Have a Nice Day shirt, the 18 shirt. Those went up last week. We got all kinds of stuff. Go there and check it out. And then, yeah, by the way, check out also our Patreon, patreon.com/mega64. You're always going to get awesome extra stuff for supporting our show.
New episode of Heart Slayer is going up this week.
Yes, and a new friend dimension just went up hours ago.
Cool.
Today.
What did we play?
We played Trivia Murder Party.
Oh, that was a good one.
And it's a bloodbath.
You guys,
tell you.
I mean, I look pretty good in that. Not to spoil anything.
What kind of was it? Pop culture trivia or sports?
It's everything.
Yeah, general.
It basically
trivia.
Showed who was the smartest member of Mega 64.
Trivia.
All right, let's cut the shit.
You wouldn't suspect who it was.
That game is all bullshit. It doesn't matter if you get the fucking questions right or wrong.
Yeah.
Whoever wins is fucking arbitrary.
That's
as
true.
Will be
That's a good point.
Explained yep. when you watch this episode.
Okay.
Of Friend
okay. Kevin, close up on me.
Check it out.
Also, let me just say too. No, don't show him.
Honestly, the stupidest person won when we played.
Whoa. I'm going to say this as well. There
How
were like
you?
Multiple wine questions. Like, what are these fucking?
There
like,
were,
oh, what's a Bordeaux?
What's a red wine? What's a white? What's
what
the business they have?
What pairs with this type of cheese? It's like, who the fuck wrote this?
Did you pick
Ask
the game?
Me about the TARDIS.
I didn't pick the questions. I picked the game.
Maybe you knew it was
dude.
Loaded up with booze
there
questions.
There was some parent asked questions in that game.
Dad time.
Yeah. It would, honestly, if you win that game, you're probably an alcoholic.
Yep.
Wow. We can't even get
but
him
he
to
won't,
drink
But
wine
he won't drink
anymore,
on the
though.
Podcast again.
No, never.
This Can I just get this going?
He's
now?
The only,
it's
only person to get like belligerently drunk on camera
and
ever
fucked up.
Was Sean.
That was you. That was terrible.
Can I just get this going? I know it's February, but he's going to do wine again on the podcast this,
yeah.
this Christmas.
I think
this Christmas cast, he's doing alcohol.
That can't be right.
Just
hey,
don't do
let's
red.
Let's get it going
can
right
make,
now.
Can I throw out, can I just brainstorm something real quick? Easter cast, and we drink wine because it's the blood.
It is.
Yeah. It is his blood. Yeah. Yeah. We'll bless it.
And we'll see how much blood of Jesus Sean can drink this Easter.
And I'll bring, we got to have the body too, so I'll bring chips or something.
Mm. Yeah.
As long as you do
chips,
the classic.
Do a
ritual over the chips first.
Doritos.
And then
who's the body?
You just got to do a sign over it, and then it's... The body.
We'll what kind of Merlot does Doritos pair with? Do we know?
We'll S-Siri. Do a holy, you know, ritual podcast for Easter.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
We should utilize the new space, yeah.
And we'll bring a bunch of, like, rabbits.
Like the vibrator?
Or... Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And then we finally break the taboo.
What?
We killed the rabbit.
Killed the rabbit.
We were talking about the vibrator, you sick
oh,
fuck.
No, I meant the animal.
Someone, they've
him.
Already...
Sicko.
They've already... Right. Logan, he stunned a rat.
This got weird, but I do think Sean should drink wine on Easter Sunday.
That's the problem.
Here's the thing. All right, here's what we'll do. We'll have a glass of wine and a bag of Doritos. For every glass Sean drinks, Rocco has to eat a bag, and vice versa. For every bag of Doritos Rocco eats, Sean has to drink a glass of wine, and we'll see who can do more. Oh, wow. It'll be like a race or competition.
Whoa. All right.
How big are the bags?
Oh, they're full size, baby.
Family size.
Family size. No, Costco. Like
the, yeah, no, the standard.
Lunch size?
Lunch size.
Oh, okay.
I would drop.
And we'll get you like the six pack where you can peel the top off the wine.
Boone's Farm type shit.
That's going to be a good podcast. And then me and Garrett will figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Probably just watch.
Yeah, we'll watch.
We'll like cheer them on, give them
we'll
a massage.
We'll keep count.
Eat ribs.
What else is Jesus made of?
Flesh. He's got some hair on him.
I'll eat hair. Silly straw.
Yeah, how come the at church they
eat
don't
your
eat
hair.
Hair?
I'll eat my hair.
Yeah,
eat your hair. We could like just cut a couple off. I don't need from the back. We'll do saute
Look, okay.
one, butter in the
I'm
other.
I'm gonna say this. This is not even a joke. When I was in Bible school, they told me I am gonna offend some people. This is what they fucking told. I'm not making this up. Okay. They said Mary was impregnated with Jesus by God through the ear.
Whoa.
They I don't told remember that.
That's what
Bloody
they said.
Bloody whisper.
Really?
So.
See, that's why I don't fuck with any of that.
What is Jesus made of, you
oh,
ask?
No.
I don't know.
It's so warm.
Ear jizz.
Me and Sean just
something.
Copulated on camera.
That's why I don't mess with that. I don't even go near any of that.
His tubes are tied, but his ear canal's wide open.
My tubes are tied, everyone.
People in the chat saying they never heard that. That's what they told me.
Maybe you had a rogue priest
what's
running
funny
your operation.
With
me, I had a rogue priest.
See, I worked at that stuff, too.
I'm the priest, the rogue priest. God went through the ear.
I went through that stuff, too. And, you know, and I've said this all before. Like, I was never really told anything terribly extreme, and I think that's why I always had a good relationship with all that, is I was never told anything super, like, heightened
literal.
And heightened and, you know what I mean? Nothing about hell and nothing about really weird stuff. It was all just, like, lead by example, be nice to people, and that was it.
What happened?
But, Jesus, this fucking guy.
You were...
Hey, Kevin, what's about me?
Rocco is...
How many fucking nights I've been here editing videos for your fucking ass to, so you...
Leading by example. Sean, you should edit a video every once in a while.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Edit
your fucking comments. No, anyway. Okay, so where I was going with that is they never told me anything, and then I remember when they talked about the communion.
Uh-huh.
It was after all this, and they talked about the communion, and it was like, I kind of know what it is. They bless it, and this is, you know, this is the body. It's a symbolic thing. And I remember this woman saying, well, no, it's not symbolic.
It literally.
And I was like, that was the only thing where I hit a wall, where I was like,
what
do you mean? No, it's, once it's blessed, it's his body and blood.
Whoa.
And I was like, symbolically, no. Oh, man. Wait,
she had to stick to that.
Was really sticking to that, and I didn't know. And I was like, "Is this just her?" I could not.
Everyone in the background.
That was terrible. Who in the situation doesn't get it?
Because I was asking, and I wasn't even trying to like lessen the importance of it.
Sure.
I was like, I know this is very important. I'm not like trying to make fun of this,
right?
But
ritual.
It's a ceremony, and then you bless it, and it's a. But it's not his. Body though.
We're not doing alchemy.
And if it was, why would you eat that? Really?
And I remember. See, I used to read the Sean Baby website, and he wrote about. Shout out Sean Baby.
Shout out Sean Baby.
He's had a kid.
No way.
I think we're friends on Facebook. Sean.
I think we're friends on Facebook.
He had a baby.
But anyway, so I remember an article he wrote where he had gone through the same thing, and he told his teacher that if that was true, then Jesus' body was a soggy peanut butter and jelly sandwich or something, and it pissed off his teacher, and it was a whole funny article. Mm. So anyway, Sean, I never forgot that story. Thank you very much, and congrats on your baby.
Baby.
His Sean baby, baby. His baby's middle name is Time Cop.
What?
Not a joke. Not a joke.
Now that's leading. Well, I'm not laughing. Yeah.
Not Van Damme, Time Cop.
Oh, that poor baby.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember the rest. I just remember the middle.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
So, celebrities do all kinds of weird stuff with their kids.
Yeah. The guy who played Boone had a kid recently.
Boone
from Lost.
Lost.
Oh. Yeah. Had a kid, and then
you gotta preface that shit.
I'm sorry. From Lost. He said that him and his wife came out saying, like, we are going to go. We're having a vow of silence with our baby. So the baby's going to be born. We don't want anyone talking to us, and we're going to get no TV, no anything, just us and the baby for 3 months so we can really, you know, become one unit as a family.
You're going to hate that baby.
And then my thought was, this is going to last one fucking day, dude. And then that TV's on. Because there's no way. The baby just sleeps the whole time when you're first born. That's all they do.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think it was, like, 3 days later, he posts a picture of the baby on Instagram. He's like, oh, well, there you go. Everyone knew that you were full
of
shit.
Well, and, like, what, the grandparents can't come over and talk
to the
baby? That's
what they were saying, yes.
Yeah, that's not going to fly.
A lot of dumb ideas. You do see young parents with a lot of really dumb ideas.
I've heard about stories where, yeah, young parents will have some dumb fucking idea in their head about their new baby. And one of them was like, yeah, not letting the, you know, like, the son's parents wanted to come see the new child.
Sure.
But the wife, who isn't related to the son's parents through blood, but, you know, was, like, refusing. Like, no, like, it was something like, yeah, wait, you know, after, like, a month or so do we get settled. We're not ready yet. And the guy's parents were like, hey, I mean, it's our first grandchild. We're really excited. Like, we'd like to come meet the child. And the wife was sticking steadfast.
Way
like,
to start
no.
off with a bad, like, that's a bad start.
You're just gonna piss off.
Yeah, you're just making people mad.
Grandparents, like, we, you know, you're not allowed to see the baby. Like, a month? Come on.
Yeah, wait for the sip and see.
Yeah.
That's
chill out.
Sip and see.
Sip and see.
That's right, I forgot that was a thing.
I want to go to a sip and see.
What is that?
That's when it's the same, you introduce the baby, so it's like a wine event with the babies there, and it's called a sip and see.
Is the baby there, or you learn the sex of the baby?
A gender reveal party?
No, that's a gender reveal party. Sip and see is when the baby's already born.
Am I the only person who fucking hates wine and anything associated with wine?
Yep,
and
babies. Just you.
I just feel like...
I love it.
I don't think wine and babies mix either.
Hey,
honestly,
we need to break that taboo.
Oh, okay.
I'm all about breaking taboos. Kill animals, give babies alcohol.
Let them drink wine.
It's a whole new
wine.
World. It's a whole new world. Sorry, liberals.
2018.
Deal with it.
You're such a fucking snowflake.
You know?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Get over it.
Are we triggering you with our giving wine to babies talk?
Do you know what? Speaking of which, I learned, and you might want to write this down for your show when that, you know, airs. But I learned how to write the perfect joke.
You've been demonstrating that all
someone
night.
I've been saving it. You just wait for someone to be upset about something, and you go triggered. You have to add the word triggered.
Mm. That's good.
Just add it at the end of something.
That is funny.
Anything, and it's like, got you.
I remember that.
Let's try it.
So it's like,
Sean, are you ready to drink some wine on Easter Sunday?
Triggered. You just say it.
See, look at his face. Got him.
It's funny. No one else has to contribute anything. It's just funny.
Sean, when you edit this, right there, put some applause in when you got triggered.
I can do that, sure.
Because it's so funny.
It's insane. It's fucking nuts. So anyway, just another comedy tip. I'll have another one next week. So stay tuned. Cut this off and come back. Oh, do we have more?
Oh,
it's not even over.
The wind has been sucked out of the room.
It's not so much the wind as that you don't even know how to top it.
Untoppable.
It's like a closing
date. Nothing happened with the Olympics? It's
supposed to go out on
Hey,
it.
Oh my
God. This guy wants to talk
Look,
about
I've been watching the Olympics. I like the Olympics.
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay, here's the thing. I know Sean's going to disagree with me.
Oh no.
This year's Olympics is fucking boring. I am.
I'm fucking triggered.
I'm fucking like, I get it. You go down this hill full of snow. You ride down this little fucking ice chute. I don't know. Seen all this before. Mm. I fucking get it. Conceptually, I understand everything that's going on here. There's nothing new to be seen. Who gets the medals? I don't give a shit.
Nah, that's the problem.
Are they even... And maybe it's the way NBC is fucking showing it.
I think their coverage needs work. I've been watching a lot of the Olympics.
I never see a medal presented. I just
see, I don't see it either.
Yeah.
Here's this person's performance. Wow, beautiful. And this moment, this is what they've been living for so long. And they just
nailed it. Now here's this person's...
Look at this jump. Wow, beautiful. They nailed it. I'm just sitting there being like, yeah, that's a fucking jump. Yep, the guy... he skates well. I'm fucking falling asleep here. I just feel like the energy, the kind of competitive edge to everything. I'm not on the edge of my seat watching this. I'm just kind of like floating through it, getting bored.
There are some, I will agree that there are some sports where it's like, okay. But like the half pipe with Shaun White, that I was like edge of my seat. Like, oh, fuck. That was like so good. Even slopestyle was great. Like, they're doing big air tonight. I'm excited.
I watched luge. I watched skeleton.
Those are kind of the same, though.
I watched figure skating. I watched the, was it slalom?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just...
You know what? I feel like those aren't the best sports. Like, figure skating's okay because they can fall in that. But, like, yeah.
That's terrible to say.
But that makes it, like, exciting. Like,
figure skating's
great.
They can fall. They can. So.
Sometimes they'll die.
There is drama.
You want to see somebody fuck up.
I was watching bobsled today. Mm. And for some reason, I always knew it was fast as hell. I did not realize they were going... Because they showed... They had, like, a speed or whatever in the upper corner. And it was like, wait, 86 miles an hour? 87 miles an hour?
Yeah, they go fast. What the...
I did not realize it was that fast.
Now, when there's... Dude. When it's skeleton, it's 80. 80 miles an hour on skeleton, face down, an inch from the ice.
Oh, my God.
Better not get that thing up to 88 miles
You know
per
what
hour.
Really surprised me? I did not know there was a two-man luge, and there is, and it is weird looking.
Because you're laying in the guy's crotch.
You're laying on top of another guy. It's two guys laying on top of each other.
What's wrong
with
that? Like 69? Or
what's wrong with that?
Wait, no, it's like
2018, bro.
Which way? It's like, this.
It's like, I don't
want to be a part of that.
Down,
like, that's beautiful.
Like that.
I
want to
be a part of that. You know what will make that better? Take all the clothes off and no. It up.
Skin tight latex suit.
Wind resistant.
Yeah, get rid of that.
Wind resistant. But yeah, interesting.
Let the flutes fly. I say. Hey.
If they must.
You want to make the Olympics interesting? I got a new sport. And... Fuck skateboarding for the Summer Olympics. Fuck that. Here's a game you can play Summer Olympics and Winter Olympics. Airsoft.
Ooh. Oh. That'd be cool.
I'm down. Do whatever you want. Have any sport you want.
Cool. So I gotta say, I enjoy a certain amount of curling, but I feel like curling's been on like every time I've turned.
Well, it has been on a a lot.
Yeah.
But I've been like... I enjoy it to a point,
but I've been like, all
right. Like, curling's on right around bedtime for me, so I put it on... Watch it for a little bit, fall asleep.
They should do also, oh my God, MMA at the Winter Olympics. Oh,
yeah. They have jiu-jitsu, and they have some other combat sports. They could do MMA.
Do they do MMA. Dog fighting?
MMA would be really cool.
Yeah. Olympic-level MMA.
Do, like, make up a new sport, right? Like, so you freeze an island in the middle of a lake, and then you have, like, sumo wrestler rules push the other person in the water.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty sick.
I would spice up the Olympics so good.
Wait, keep going. Give me another
one. All right. Right off the top of my head, literally a minefield.
Ooh,
that's the whole game.
This is yikes.
Nice.
Explosives. Oh, they don't have to be lethal.
Okay, good.
Explosives in the snow.
I don't like it anymore.
Race through them. First person to get through with the least amount of detonations wins the gold.
Dude.
Least amount.
I feel like Germany and Russia is going to really bring the gold home on those ones.
Yeah. And I don't know, like chivalry sword fighting. Let's some fucking
no fencing.
D&D
real
LARPing
swords.
Shit. Yeah. Bring the sword, bring the armor, best in the world.
Well, what was that one scene in The Dark Knight where he goes, by the way, we're having auditions for our
game. And they break the pool cue
over his knee, and he goes, there's only one spot, and he throws the...
Yeah.
Where's that in the
pool
Olympics?
Pool cue death battle.
How do you make a pencil disappear
in
the Olympics?
Hey, honestly, you ever seen that pole sport from Japan where they got to push the pole up?
And they had to climb it?
Yeah.
Yes.
That needs to be an Olympic sport.
That, I'm down with that 100%.
Japanese pole sport.
You know, we were saying, we're joking about airsoft, but that really... I mean, they have that one... Was it like... Diathlon or biathlon, where they have to ski for a ways and then shoot.
Yeah.
Airsoft.
You already got the guns.
Airsoft would be the ultimate. You could cancel all the other sports. Every country sends their best airsoft team.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
And you just shoot it out.
They got to be honest, though. They got to call their hits.
Well, they'll have referees and like
they'll have trackers on suit.
They should do Olympic like Home Alone shit where they just get each get a house and they put traps and whoever has
see
the
who
best
can
traps.
McAllister
they,
their all way right,
bring
it.
The judges in. Okay. Oh fuck! There's glass all over. All right, that's a point.
Yeah.
I'm gonna okay. Oh, regular doorknob, no points.
Yeah. Mark
hot
down
doorknob,
for that.
That's 10 points. Oh, it burned his initial into my hand. Now, will that be there for the next Olympics?
It's the rings.
Then they get a continuity point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that could be good. If it's done correctly.
Bring American Ninja Warrior to the Olympics.
Dude.
Hey,
I was just about to say.
Yeah.
Do some parkour.
Did you see that they're promoting that during the Olympics? It's the new special is that's America it. Versus the World. And it's like the best from the world, best from America. Who's going to win?
It's kind of like real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watch Ultimate Beastmaster on Netflix. It's a different type of... You know, like obstacle show.
Is that another documentary, like Derek?
Yeah, it's very similar. Mr. Hands, like, he did not
every
get past
week a different
first round.
You know.
It's so much more ridiculous. It's like one of those giant obstacle course shows, but like Terry Crews announces it in the beginning, and then you never see him again. Mm. And then each country has their own announcer team, and it's like famous comedians from South Korea, and like. I don't know who they are, but even the American celebrities they got to judge and do the voiceover there. It's like, I don't know who these people are.
I have been watching a lot, and the commercials are always the same, which is pretty brutal because you're watching, you know, days of the same commercials. Chevy has had the same ad campaign for years now of taking real people and then showing them their awards, and I don't understand
how... Well, those
how
aren't real people.
Well, sure. But it says real people, not actors.
Yeah.
It says that. And then it's... You're sitting on the side of the road. Check this out. We won this award. It's like, fuck off. Like, can you imagine doing that to someone in real life? That's terrible. And they've been doing it for years. Stop doing this.
There's certain ad campaigns that the people who make them think we care.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, man, we don't. And, like, the one that always comes to mind is Sonic.
Those two guys.
Fucking guys in their car. Oh, I just ate an onion ring. I just put an onion ring on my ass. Oh, me too. Whatever they talk about. It's like no one likes or cares about these people. No one like even.
And they brought them back.
Like I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of like Flo from the progressive thing.
Yeah.
But at least like okay, well, at some point she was on the scene. You know, like oh, you know that was a famous thing. So they're okay. And like M&Ms, they still have the CG M&Ms. But at least that was a thing at some point. Those guys were never a thing in the Sonic commercial.
No.
Who the fuck are those two guys?
Yeah.
Like. Why
dude,
are they
Subway. Subway's new campaign. Have you seen that?
Yeah, dude.
It's
that's
like,
fucked
so
up.
Hey, sandwiches
they
in your face.
The Subway campaign, they want to make it so hip. It's
yes.
so cool.
Yes.
And I just always think, Jared said your sandwiches made him a pedophile.
Made him sex crazy.
There's
that's
no coming
all
back.
All I can think. Like,
see, I thought that was the campaign you were
said
talking
that?
About.
Yes.
Jared
in court.
Said that in court.
He said that it was the sandwich's fault.
Well, yes,
I got because of his diet.
Because he got too hot.
That he had sexual urges.
And he had to, oh, fuckable now.
His diet fucked his brain
those
chemistry.
Those bell peppers
design.
On a sandwich fucked his life up.
What a
they
dickhead.
They are trying so hard
to get away
from Jared and I just can't let them.
They're like, no, we, Jaden Smith, he's our new spokesperson.
Yeah, it's all this fucking, like, neon text.
Beep-bop, boom.
Like, oh, dude, go
trap
to
beats.
Go to the fucking rave and cram this sandwich in. I'm just like, nice try, Subway. I'll never forget what Jared said.
I know what that means did to him.
You know, we moved recently, and we found all this old shit. Someone was showing me a Got Milk
Kevin has that.
It was a magazine ad that for Got Milk that has Jared holding like a
mustache.
Fucking milk mustache and a sandwich. It looks so bad.
Sorry, Subway.
We gotta frame that, Kev.
I can't think of a worse thing for a company. You have a spokesperson who does that.
For like a decade.
And he blames you.
That is maybe the biggest burn in like pop culture history.
Yeah.
You know, like, seriously. Okay, Jared, 15 years, made you rich.
Famous.
Gave you millions.
You would be nowhere without Subway.
Oh, shit, I'm in court. That food made me want to fuck children.
Like, Jared,
can you
just don't blame what? Them. They did so much for you. What? It's like Cosby saying it was all Jello's fault.
Yeah, it is like that. It is exactly
it really is.
Like that.
Like that, where it's like, I can't, what a massive middle finger to anybody who ever supported you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I think if
God.
I ever go to trial for any reason, I will blame it on someone.
Harvey Weinstein is like, yo, you don't know this. The Oscars, the actual awards, give off this radiation that was fucking with my head the whole time.
It's a golden energy.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's not my fault. It's like, the one thing that put you on the scene, you can't blame them.
Yeah.
But Jared did it.
That's biting the hand that feeds you.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
Do not do it.
Exactly that.
It's like that Nine Inch Nails song.
Yeah.
Will you bite the hand?
Fuck you like an animal.
Mm-hmm. That one too.
Ooh, comes back to bestiality.
They got that one.
Jared, you know what I want? A commercial where Subway delivers a sandwich to Jared in jail. That would be like
if
so.
Jared,
that's been my kind.
I would never forget that. I would be.
Somebody should do an ad that sticks it to Jared.
Yes.
Can you imagine? Because who else? Because in all honesty, who doesn't have that stance? Fuck Jared.
Yeah, fuck Jared.
So if Subway came out and delivered him a sandwich and said, "See how it makes you feel now, fucker," and they just walk, it's like them in slow motion walking away from a cell.
Or they bring Subway to the prison and they give a sandwich to everybody
but Jared.
You've
had enough.
Roasted.
Or they bring back $5 footlongs, which were long overdue.
Yeah.
Well, here's their new thing is they have like four subs that you can get for
every month or whatever, right?
Yeah. There's a something handful like of $5. Huh.
Well, no, they should make them all $5 except for Chimo over here. They're a thousand. And they raise the price just for one guy.
Chimo over
here. Is that what they're calling him?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Did he recover from his brutal beating?
I hope not.
Yeah.
Everyone, thank you for watching.
What?
I hope you had a great
day. Where the hell did this come from?
Where did that come from?
The bus just came out of nowhere.
It's going to end
it? I ended on the highest note possible of triggered Subway.
Yes. Yeah. It worked. It was all
triggered.
Totally.
Hey, so, okay, so what's next for you?
Yeah, let's talk about something important.
Get some burritos. That's what's next for me.
Okay.
All right.
Your animated short.
Yes.
Your animated short. It was like the most viewed thing on Facebook that Nickelodeon had posted.
What? That's awesome.
It's at like 700,000 views.
Nice.
Wow.
Dang.
Yeah.
Whoa. And so how should people find that?
Like, there's probably a link in the chat that Eric will post. There it is.
But
there
people
it
watching
is.
This on Tuesday.
Look
iTunes.
It up. Yeah, look it up. Look up Planet Panic on YouTube. Look it up on Facebook.
Okay.
Check
so it
is
out.
On
YouTube.
Give
okay.
it a view.
Okay.
Planet Panic.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I want to, you know, this is probably the cheapest moment of this podcast. I'll just say it right here. You did a poster for us a long time ago.
I did.
There was a Mecha 64 poster.
That's true.
Oh!
And it is on our store. And I'm going to let everyone know this right now. That poster is very cheap. It's not a bad deal at all. This guy is going to go nuclear in months. This guy is going to have the biggest show on Nickelodeon. And then that poster...
Dude,
I'm gonna say this
right
now. We're
jacking the price.
Either one, it's gonna be sold out, or two, if it's not, we are hiking the price up on that thing. Dude,
you know what?
I'm gonna say right now, everyone watching this on Tuesday, you get the normal price Wednesday, $200 poster.
Wow.
And hey, next year, I get probably $500
on
eBay.
This is what I wanna propose. We have Gene here. Yeah. We're going to have you sign a couple, just a handful, like five, all right?
Okay.
And we're going to send them out randomly to everybody who orders one tonight. We're only at five, so first five people order that poster.
First five people.
You're getting it.
You get a signature.
Am I
signature
one?
That's cool.
The sixth person?
You're out of luck.
$200.
Yeah,
and
I'm
going to
sign that one.
And we're going to raise it from what it said on the website. Even if it said the normal price, if you're the sixth person, we're going to... contact your credit card
surprise.
And increase the charge. And when you check the bill next month, you are in for a treat.
Should have read the fine print. We
should have been
do
faster.
This.
We're going to do all kinds of shit. Dox you.
we're going to force feed you a Subway sandwich and push you into fucking
careful.
Horse farm.
Okay.
Let's change it up.
No, being in the barn with a Subway sandwich, that could...
You don't know what's going to happen.
You don't, I think I do. That's the bad part.
Well, thank you for watching.
Check it out.
I had a very bad
Gene problem. Promised us all voice acting roles when his show gets picked up, which I want to say is really nice of him to do.
Thank you.
What a great thing to do. So I'm going to tell my kids, I'm already telling them that I'm on Nickelodeon.
Expanding our resumes.
That's very exciting. And thank you for watching.
Your kids are finally going to start watching Nickelodeon now that dad's
No, they're all over Zim. They're big Invader Zim fans.
Camera on me.
Fucking triggered.